Okay, so hi Deb, here we are on, what is today, March 3rd?
Can you believe
and
it?
And this is your second coaching session. So we're still going to be deep diving into grounding today, and I want to check in with where you are and how your week has been. And before we get into all of that, I'd like to just start with our set-aside prayer. So let's say our set-aside prayer, and God, just please help me see the truth about my life. So let's say that together.
Okay.
God.
Please.
God. Please enable me to set aside everything I think I know for an open mind and a new experience. Help me see the truth
about my
life. Yeah. And in this space, are you in a room right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a. I could probably go to a more private room. Would you prefer that be a good idea?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just. Okay.
Yeah, this is your time, so we want to really give you the full experience of your own sacred personal space.
All right. All right. I have entered. Here we are. Private
there.
Room.
Beautiful. Perfect. Okay. So let's keep you standing for a moment, actually. So why don't you just widen your stance and find yourself in a comfortable position. Is it comfortable to stand for you today?
Yeah.
Okay. So if it feels comfortable, I'd like for you to widen your stance and hold your standing position and maybe close your eyes here. And let's just start becoming aware of our breath. Just noticing the natural pattern of the rise and fall of your chest. Noticing if you're locking up your knees and perhaps just giving a little bit of softness to the knees, even maybe allowing a little bit of movement to happen in the legs, just with a slightly bent knee, just grounding yourself.
Mm.
Yeah. And as you stand here, with eyes closed in our own sacred space, begin to notice the sounds that you hear all around you. Perhaps there's some further off sounds of the street or in the rest of the household. Or maybe the sound of wind outside the window. Perhaps you can hear the static on the phone. Just notice all sounds and welcome them into your space. And then begin to notice how the air feels in contact with your skin. Noticing the temperature of the room. And any subtle sensations on your skin as it meets the air. Now become aware of your breath again. This time noticing the coolness in your nose as it passes through your nostrils. And travel that breath all the way in through the tip of your nose, down your throat, down your chest, down your belly, down your legs, and out through your feet. Inhaling, allowing that breath to travel through your body, and exhaling into the earth. And noticing how your feet feel in contact with the earth. And noticing how your legs feel as they grow, branch out of your feet. And perhaps bring your hands to your thighs, allowing any natural movement or swaying to happen. As you become aware of the roots of your body, your legs, your feet, and the tip of your tailbone. And as you move and you contact this part of your body, imagine a brilliant, red, warm, safe light begin to glow brighter and brighter from your feet and your legs and your tailbone. Most beautiful, brilliant red that you've ever seen. Red is the color of our root chakra. And so as we stand in this brilliant glow of red, we can breathe in. We can breathe in from the earth the feelings of support, safety, trust, grounding, and a strong foundation. And so allow yourself to inhale up through your feet, breathing in safety, trust, grounding, and a strong foundation. Allowing that breath to come all the way up through your body. Maybe even using your hands along the sides of your legs to draw that energy up your body. And feeling all of that grounding, that safety, that security, that trust, and that strong foundation coming up all the way to your heart. And now placing one hand on your heart and one hand on your leg. Begin to bring your awareness and your breath into your heart center. Allowing your breath to bring openness and spaciousness around your heart. And with your inner listening, your internal sense, bring your awareness into the deepest, most sacred part of your heart. The chamber where God resides. And ask this deep, sacred part of yourself what your heart needs right now. And inhale, fresh breath and spaciousness. And openness into your heart center. And let your heart know that your strong foundation, your sense of safety, your sense of grounding can hold and support whatever your heart needs. Mm-hmm. And with that, let's take three more cleansing breaths. Deep inhale. And exhale at the air. Just leave your body. And again, inhale. And an audible exhale. Ah. And one more time. Deep inhale. Audible exhale. Ah. And when you're ready, open your eyes back up. And find a comfortable seat. And let's drop in. So, how are you feeling right now?
Amazing. Yeah.
Tell me what feels amazing.
Coming back to a place of peace and rest. I think a restful increase and just aware of what my heart needs in response to being grounded in a firm foundation, feeling really rooted, centered, aware, and almost like getting your needs met. Because sometimes we just walk around like the wounded warrior, the wounded soldier, whatever we want to call it. Like, how's that working for you? And just becoming so aware of, you know, I used to just get taken out because Darla would just say, "You stupid idiot," and now I just say, "Eh. You watch out, Darla." cruising on, you know, territory you might not want to go. And so here's a super duper cool, for instance. So, you know, we have the same car. I have an Acura. You have an Acura. I think mine's an 09. I don't know what yours is. But then it's been making noises for a couple of weeks. And Ken kept saying, you know, we got to take it in. It's just probably the starter. But so today it broke down finally. And it was just at the car wash so I could go get him. And I, you know, Darla was telling me to yell at him and make him feel like an idiot because he waited too long, and or just, you know, whoever that negative self is when it comes
No, I love it. I love it. Her name's Darla. She's great. Yeah.
And I said, you know what, God, this is not how you would have me be. It is not loving or kind to make someone feel small because they didn't properly plan. And they had to wait for the event to occur. Even if it's your spouse or anyone else, it's just the way it is. And you're powerless over that. So, please remove from me any insult or injury or claim to it that I would say, and I picked him up, I took him back, and we had no words about it, and he had been at the car wash, so I said, well, at least the car is clean, and we laughed and came home, whereas, you know, I don't even have to fill in the blanks of what has probably occurred in the past.
And how did that feel?
Oh, new, refreshing, yeah, it's like I wasn't even annoyed. You know, nothing came back. Like, oh, come on. You're really going to just let this go? You're not going to say anything about it? Yeah, I'm really going to let it go. Nothing like that even happened. It was just God, reveal, relieve me of the mess and the chaos that I can create to make peace and tolerance. It doesn't serve me anyway, Deb. I mean, it's just going to create a fight, and then what good is that? So just becoming aware of, you know, and I have to say, so I go to Father, these are the two, there were three things I wanted to make sure I covered. This is the second one. Father Mike's on Sunday, I was sitting with Jenta and Tyla. Yeah, and Jenta was so sweet. We were chatting, and then Tyla come over, and I said, Tyla, I've just been so wanting this, you know, new awakening and this fourth dimension. And she goes, hold on, you're self-will in your own recovery. I'm like, really? She goes, girl, is there someone as hungry as you? It's happening. don't miss it. Oh, that was so powerful. That was just so powerful because, oh, it was so cool. And it just, again, brought me to another place of just accepting wherever, whatever, and what time and place it is. And, cool. I'm just so thankful that she said that and that she recognized. So,
Yeah. How affirming. I feel like everything that we're doing in our coaching in general, but in this particular like module that we're working through right now, is how can we create life affirming experiences on the inside that then are reflected on the outside.
Yeah,
and so you're starting to see those life-affirming experiences reflected on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, and how my chaos and crazy didn't bring about that at all.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, you said, how does that serve me? Mm-hmm. How's that working? It doesn't. And we are to be peaceful, tolerant, loving human beings of others and ourselves. You know, so God help me see, how can I be that conduit? How can I be that person instead of, well, possibly expecting it in somebody else? Or mm-hmm. it's time for Deb to show up and for Darla to hit the road.
You know, you said something earlier that I just was so amazing about. So when you were talking about walking around, you know, like, so this is what's interesting, is the wording that we use when we don't even realize that we're talking symbolically, we're talking archetypally, and we don't even know. So you were talking about walking around like the wounded warrior. So that's an archetype of the wounded warrior. And what's so interesting is that you didn't say we are singing like the wounded warrior, or we're living, or we're eating like the wounded warrior. You said we're walking, which is all about your root chakra. It's all about your roots and your grounding and your legs and how are you moving around this earth. Mm. And so it's just fascinating to consider, wow, I've been rooting myself in the energy, the archetypal energy of the wounded warrior.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
And it's true.
And, yeah, right? Yeah, go ahead. Talk more about that.
No.
How do you
know that? Just aware of it. Like, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yes. So what kind of warrior do you want to be?
A tender warrior.
Tender. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to my kids, to my husband,
yeah,
to everyone I meet. I feel like this home is a little bit of a heavenly kingdom,
mm-hmm.
just because of its inhabitants and all the little, you know, being a home. And
mm-hmm.
I'd like to unplug more from the little one, Maddie, who's 15. I'd like to be able to. I've been dealing with just some resentment, just going through some fear, afraid I'm going to lose her too. You know, I don't know, just don't want to ride herd on her, encage her, want to be able to not worry about her. I've journaled a lot about that. And then the food. I really want to overcome my eating and my issues with eating and be able. I'm getting better at saying, you know, in the middle of the, I think it's at night when that chocolate chip cookie, which there are none in the house,
mm-hmm.
and just going to God, because I keep thinking, starving for God, not food, mm-hmm. starving for God. And that analogy of the name that you called our class, our workshop on the phone, was coming back to me really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So, do you want to do some inventory on Maddie right now?
Yeah, we could.
Let me share with you, because it's completely on point. Like, let me share with you what the topics, the general kind of like outline-ish type topics are. And you're right on point with it. because we're still in our foundation, and now we're branching into looking at foundation in our circle and triangle, like the foundation of our program. And within the circle and triangle, what I look at is, yes, we can talk about where are you in the fellowship, but what I really like to talk about is where are you with your body care, and talking about what I consider your survival self-care. You know, we're going to talk about your food, we're going to talk about your sleep, we're going to talk about rest, movement, melt, things like that. I want to just talk a little bit about the pain with you and understand that a little bit more, the physical pain. But what I, but the other, and food definitely, but the other piece of it is your spiritual foundation. And so what do we need to look at in that area that's going to help you to stay in this really, really juicy space that you're in of groundedness?
Yeah.
So you're totally on point. And so within that kind of like broad overview, it sounds like there's some really specific touch points that are going to be really meaningful to you in this moment right now. So with all of that said, do you want to do an inventory?
Yeah, I think it would be valuable.
Great.
I don't have my stuff up here, but you
I got all the questions for you, sister. We're going to do it in real time. You ready?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Okay, so I'm going to have you say, I'm resentful at, and then say your daughter's name.
I'm resentful at Maddie.
Okay, the cause?
She doesn't listen and obey. She does. She stays on her phone. She's always on her phone. There's no boundary with that phone unless I remove it.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's like going to be the death of all teens, I swear. I worry. I don't know if this is the cause. I'm concerned for her that I might lose her like I lost Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if that's
yep.
the cause. That
yeah, that's definitely a fear, definitely a fear. I'm just going to write it down, and we'll see where it kind of plugs in. But so would you say like a target is that she's rude and disrespectful, or
yeah.
Minimizing?
She makes even laughs and makes fun of me. It doesn't show very much honor or respect at all. I think she's
okay.
a dorky mom.
So she's rude and disrespectful. Would you say those are the two words?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Aren't all teens?
Yeah. 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 Okay. So that would be your respectful. So that would be your target. Okay. And then let's get into your self-esteem. So what is the I am? What is your grand sense of yourself right here?
I'm worthy of respect.
Okay, let's go even bigger than that.
I am a good mom. I am bigger. I am totally awesome. I am.
Yeah, like I'm like the best mom that she could have.
Yeah.
I mean, you are a great mom, right? The best mom she could have.
Yeah, and she has told me that because she tells me what her other friends have done. So, mom. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's good. Put it into play then.
Okay, so what's your fear there?
I'm really not a good mom.
Not a good mom. And then what about I am worthy of respect? What's your fear there?
I'm not worthy of respect or honor.
Okay, not worthy. Okay, so how should others be?
They should be, oh gosh, they should bow in my presence.
Yeah, others should definitely bow in my presence.
Oh,
I love it. I love it. I love it. out in my presence. Right. You are the queen. I know you're the queen. I know. That's why anytime you say, like, oh, I'm a good mom, I'm like, no, shut up. You are, I'm the queen.
Oh,
I'm the queen.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I could just
okay.
be a dopey.
Okay. So others should bow in my presence. Okay. So what's the fear here?
Oh, others are not bowing in my presence. They are
okay,
not.
Okay. So, yeah, what does that mean? Have I, like, lost my throne or what? What does that mean?
Yeah.
What's the fear? Losing?
Yeah.
I'm losing my throne?
Yeah.
My
respect,
my
honor.
Yeah. Losing honor, dethroned, I'm going to say.
And maybe even deeper, unwanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Unwanted. Yep.
Oh, boy. I think that's, yeah. Hmm.
Is that objectionable to you?
I think I mentioned a deep treasure that had dug up. I had dated a guy from ninth grade, almost into college, and we were going to get married, and then he dumped me for a girl that was pregnant, and she just, you know, she was scouting for someone to take care of her baby and herself. And when he realized after he came back, I said, no way. But that emotion came up, that unwanted thing came up out of that when I had gone to one of Father Mike's meetings. God just revealed it to me, and so I was journaling, dumping that, and it was really powerful. It came out of the same thing we're talking about right now, unwanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you ever write a sex inventory on him? Did we do a sex inventory on him?
I recall, yes.
Okay.
I did, but I am not sure if I did it. I mean, I could go back and do another, and in the context of the deep-seated hurt of we were supposed to, it never happened, and now I'm left with that never being resolved truly in my heart.
Yeah, it sounds like that surfacing, so that's been, like, buried deep, you know, where, again, we're with the analogies of the earth, so it's been buried deep and now surfacing, so it sounds like there might be something there for you to move through and to compost.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the I want, so the ambition here, I want
a daughter who respects and honors me.
Mm-hmm. Fear?
Oh, same old fear again. I'm not going to get that respect and honor that I so deserve, or
mm-hmm.
at least I think
mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you need on the inside to be okay? What does your heart feel like it needs on the inside to be okay?
Well, I need for her to be okay, for me to be okay.
Okay.
And that would show up in the way she treats me.
Hang on a second. I'm going to make a note of something that you just said.
If I go to Father Mike's church, is that considered, because it's a lot of program, is that considered part of my triangle or no?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. Part of your fellowship, part of your, you know, part of your spiritual growth. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally awesome. So, okay. I didn't know if it was just
so
like
I need,
church.
So I need, yeah.
Go ahead.
So is it objectionable to you that you need for her to be okay for you to be okay?
Yeah.
Is that objectionable to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why
is that objectionable?
I shouldn't need anybody to be okay for me to be okay. I should just be okay without. I should be okay with whatever it is because I'm powerless over. And it's more important that I'm okay and my roots are established in God who can never. he'll always be okay.
Right. Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Whoa.
I know.
Hello. Okay. That was, okay.
You've got some deep, deep wisdom in you, sister. When you just allow yourself to ground, there's so much that is coming through you. It's really beautiful. It's really, really exquisite.
Wow, that still, I still haven't recovered from that, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, take a moment. Take a moment. Yeah, let's just take a moment and just be with that.
Wow. Thank you, Deb.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, personal relations. How should this relationship look? What should daughters be like?
I think sometimes I want it to be friendly, but I don't think that's the relationship at all.
Daughters should be what? Daughters should be what? Friendly, respectful? What do you want to say? How you think they should be?
The daughters should have fun with their moms and be loving and sweet and just have a relationship. And it should be cool, not a friendly one because I'm not her friend. But and some of this stuff probably came up from my upbringing, which wasn't the best mom-daughter relationship. But,
yeah, so daughters should have fun with their moms and be sweet and be cool and, yeah, lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's the fear there?
Oh, that I won't be a part of her life or I won't have her to have fun with and to love and to, I'm beginning to, yeah, it won't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beginning to see, though, with Lauren at 24, that that's about when it starts happening for moms and daughters. So I'm beginning to get, you know, a little bit of clarity on that so I don't have to get all bent out of shape on the now, but just wait for the yet to come.
Great. Okay, so sex relations. So this is about you. This is the role that you've assigned yourself. So a real woman in this situation, how would a real woman be?
Worthy of respect or would get respect without trying.
Absolutely. Excellent. Get respect without trying. Okay. What's the fear there?
I'm not worthy of respect.
Yeah. So do you see how you are tying your substance and worthiness as a woman based on how other people respect and treat you? Is that objectionable to you?
Oh, yeah. You think? Yes.
Okay. So, if God was actually in the picture, which God isn't when we're in our third column, but if God was in the picture, where would you want your sense of worth to come from?
Him and him alone.
Yeah.
For his love never changes. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know it. Time to live it.
And so it is. Excellent. Is there a pocketbook associated with this?
You mean all the money I've spent on clothing for her?
Yeah, so what is it? What do you want to say? No one should or others should or what's the pocketbook here?
No one should spend so much money on clothing for someone and not get respect back. Oops. Trying to fill a need.
Ooh. Yeah, so what's the fear here?
Again, not worthy of respect. The money won't work. It's not going to buy her love. Or
right, yeah, buying her love. Good one. Buying her love, trying to win approval. Which those are actually, we're going to see those in the fourth column, but I'm just adding those in.
Yeah, yeah.
So fear of not, you know, fear of not approved, not being approved of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have our cause. So let's look at the realization. So have you ever not listened to Maddie or others?
Yes. Been stuck in my nose on Facebook and not listening, yes.
Okay, so I want you to actually say the things, yes, I have.
Okay, yes, I have been unattentive in listening when she speaks, when Maddie speaks or any other speaks.
Okay, and have you not obeyed either Maddie or others?
Yes, I have not obeyed Maddie or others.
And have you been on your phone around Maddie or others?
Yes, I've been on my phone around Maddie and others.
And have others been concerned that they might lose you? And do you think Maddie has ever been concerned that she might lose you?
Wow. Yeah. Because she's growing up, and the little girl that she was is no longer. She's growing up to a young woman, and everything around her is changing. So our relationship as well is changing.
Have you ever been rude or disrespectful to Maddie or others?
Yes, I have been rude and disrespectful to Maddie and others.
So, Deb, can you see that Maddie and you are just two amazingly wonderful, beautiful children of God who are just doing the best that they can with the tools that they have?
Yes, I see. And I don't need to meddle with it, because when I get in the way, that channel for God to be doesn't happen.
Yeah. So let's spend the rest of the inventory looking at your mistakes. And as we do that, we are looking at it not from a punitive, critical standpoint, but we're looking at it as a tender warrior. With compassion and strength.
Trying to love where she's at instead of loving her where I think she's at. Meaning,
okay.
Trying to really get
into
her.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's just list the selfish actions as they are in their kind of like unedited format. So just say, so you've been trying to, so one of the actions I hear you saying is that you've been like having expectations of how she needs to be. Is that true?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very,
okay.
Very true.
And what else?
Want her to succeed in life. Want her to be very careful.
And so what do you do? So these are the actions, these are the verbs. So when you're wanting those things, what are you actually doing? Are you controlling? Are you fixing?
Controlling,
okay, so talk to me.
Nagging, fixing, maybe even creating chaos and saying insulting things, or trying to control my on my own terms, which is ugly and not very good, where I need to just say, this is not my business. God can do it.
And so when you're doing those things, what are some of the attitudes? What are your entitled attitudes, and what are your victimized attitudes?
Oh, I'm deserving of one good daughter. She should shape up or ship out. She should, you know, be who I want her to be. Yikes. She needs to respect and honor, and there's no half measures. You do it or die. That's what I was told. So controlling the outcome, I guess, in her life, not letting her be free and do. Huh. Interesting. Okay.
So when you think those things, I'm deserving of one good daughter, she should be what I want her to be, she needs to respect and honor me, do it or die, what are some of the delusions that are underneath that? I'm in the delusion that what?
That this is the way it's to be. Let's see, the lie. That's not, it's the delusion's the lie, right? Well, the first lie is I'm deserving of one good daughter.
Okay.
That's a lie. Because I really am not deserving of anything. And the lie is I deserve respect and love and honor. No. That is beyond my control, or I'm powerless over that in the way another acts. And then the other delusion was those old tapes from our background of do it or die, shape up or ship out, all those are the big fat delusions of the way we were raised. It didn't work then, and it ain't going to work now. Right?
Yeah. So what about this one? If she treats me well, that means that she'll be okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a good one, I'd say. If she treats me well, she'll be okay.
What's the fear there?
She's not going to treat me well.
Or rather,
I'm not worthy of being treated well?
What's the other part of that sentence?
If she treats me well, she'll be okay. Oh. She won't be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and we said at the beginning, she needs to be okay for me to be okay. Okay. Felt that.
Yeah. And so, can you see how running your life on your self-will and playing God in this area, because you have a fear that she won't be okay, and there's no reliance on God in this area. And so it drives the delusion that, well, if she just treats me well, then that's guaranteed that she's going to be okay, which then drives the thinking, well, I'm deserving that, you know, of a good daughter, and she needs to honor and respect me, and she better do this or die. And then, of course, it justifies how you're controlling and nagging and creating chaos and insulting and all the things that you're doing and creating expectations.
Wow. Yeah. Got it. Clearly see.
Yeah. And so, Deb, do you find it objectionable that you are choosing to live by fear and not relying on God in this area with Maddie?
Yes, I see that.
And are you willing to give this relationship and all your interactions with Maddie to God?
Yeah.
What's the specific harm
I think I create fear in her?
Yeah. And I wrote down not letting her be free, because you said that earlier, not letting her be free, which is, I feel like that's a harm too.
Yeah, and I am put her in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
When she's not free, and therefore she is bound and not able to meet a sweet young girl that God has created and called her to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has to tiptoe around. And gosh, please mom, or live up to an expectation of mom and what I think that she should be and isn't, and gosh, this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the same way, gosh, it's revealed to me that it's the same way, you know, I always swore I'd never raise my kids like my mother did, but guess I'll eat that humble pie too, because it's innate, it's in our blood, we can't, well, yes, we can. We can. Darla, go home. We have the strength. We have, we know how. And it, may God, what is it? May he show up now. May, I don't know, mm-hmm. that is a book, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
May we turn to him now or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. Interesting that I'm going to God with some things, but not all of the things. And possibly because I haven't really, you know, become aware. But of becoming more and more aware, especially right now, today, what we just did.
Uh-huh.
It's like the big fake out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Darla keeps us stuck.
Yep. And so right now, you have an opportunity to go after our call and to do your 6 and 7. And what I encourage you to sit with is to take this one area of your life and take it all the way back to step one and sit in step one and ask yourself, can I see that I am powerless to do any differently here? Mm-hmm. The way that I'm acting out, the chaos that I'm creating, can I see my powerlessness here? And take it all the way through. Ask yourself, am I willing to go for more power? Am I willing to believe that there's a power that can take me further in this area? You know, and have that commitment in three. So take it through your steps.
Oh, that's cool.
And then ask God, you know, in your six, ask God, is there anything else that you see that you want to make me aware of that I'm clinging to in this area. And when you feel like everything that you are meant to see has been revealed, and you feel that full desire to walk hand in hand with your Creator and to move through this and ground deeper into God, then say your seventh-step prayer.
Really great.
So with the last 2 minutes of our call, I want to just I want to talk about two things. How did it go doing your melt 3 times in the week? How did that go?
I loved it. It was great.
Awesome. Does it feel like 3 was just enough, or does it feel like you might be ready to do more days in the week?
I was going to ask if I could do it in the morning, or was it only to be done at night?
You could do it both.
Okay.
You could do it both. Do you find what happens for you in the evening time?
Evening is great. I just...
You want to do it both?
Sometimes I fall asleep before I've done, you know, the couple of times. I make it a point at 9 p.m. to do it because I'm usually asleep by 10. But I wondered in the morning, I guess basically my question is there a good time and only time, or is there, so can I do it in the morning after something, or do I have to do it first thing in the morning?
So this is what I do, and this is what I was going to recommend. So if you were interested in adding, I was going to recommend adding your mini hand treatment in the morning. So you can either do, so you have the option. You can either stick with your mini foot treatment, doing it a few nights and a few mornings. The thing about doing it at nighttime is that it boosts your body's ability to repair and restore. It helps with your sleep. I saw in your health history that, you know, sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night to go pee. Until we get your sleep so that you are not waking up in the middle of the night to go pee, you want to make sure that you have some kind of a night practice. It doesn't have to be exactly on the dot an hour before you go to bed. You just don't want to do it 5 minutes before you go to bed. So if you can kind of do it like sometime in the evening, maybe after dinner or something like that, just to boost your body's ability to repair and restore at night. And then, so what I was going to suggest is that you add a few mornings. So maybe there's 3 nights a week that you do it, and then you add 2 or 3 mornings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can either do that with the foot treatment, both in the evening or the morning, or you can do the foot treatment in the evening and the hands mini hand treatment in the morning.
Okay. Is it too late to do a hand or foot treatment? Well, I could do the foot treatment later after dinner, like you said, but should I try to do a hand treatment today?
Yeah, you can do it any time throughout the day.
Okay. All right, yeah, because I'm going to do that then when we hang up.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Well, I want to honor your time and honor my time, so we'll wrap up the call right now, and we will go into the food conversation, but I really feel like the most important thing was that we just did that inventory today.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome, yeah. And I can go back and, you know, listen to it again, too.
Yeah.
That's really cool, you know?
Yeah.
So there's no way you can forget.
Yeah. So let's just close our meeting here with the third step prayer. God, okay. I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always.
Thy way of life. Tender warriors.
So wonderful. So wonderful speaking with you, Deb.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah. So same time next week, 11:30, and feel free to contact me with any questions about melt or about food, about prayer, anything like that in the week if you need to, okay?
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for, the perspective and the ability to see more and to get free.
Yeah. Thanks. All right, sister. Love you.
Love you too. Thanks, Deb.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.